20 on my beat. Yeah.
She gon' bust it down for some Gucci, 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 Gucci. She gon' bust it down for some Gucci, 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 Gucci.
Whoa, fucking with the dance, whoa, strip club challenge.
Oh nah nah, yeah. She gon' bust it down like she's supposed to. Oh nah nah nah, if you ain't got the bag for her, she don't really want you. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah. Bust it down, bust it.
Bust it down for some Gucci, Gucci. And I'ma fucking cut her off, she think I'm stupid, stupid. Bitch, I'm the teacher, come and learn. You just a groupie student. I used to take these niggas shit, act like I didn't do it. Pull the gun, you gotta use it, better shoot it, shoot it. That's a good way to die if you need one. Got two hoes on my side, it's a threesome. If I pull out that fire, I'ma freeze them. Niggas be lying, deceiving. It's on them right now, I don't believe them. Tell somebody to give them a reason, give them a reason.
Oh, nah, nah. Yeah. Bust it down like she's supposed to. Oh, nah, nah, nah. If you ain't got the bag for her, she don't really want you. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, bust it down. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Tell me how you feel, how you really feel. If you bust it open, girl, it's getting real. Put that ass to sleep, huh? Been a drill. Fucking cut her off, she ain't a feeling still. Lottie, lottie, dottie, you know we just came to party. Let me catch you with nobody, girl, you know that's my punani. And I hit it from behind your booty, making a tsunami. When okay. You wake up in the morning, look around and you can't find me. I'm a savage, fucking with a bad bitch. Know these niggas mad, they couldn't have it. Shake it automatic, plus that booty plastic. Smear it off the chapstick, my homie said that she gon' bust it down. And I said, oh, nah, nah, yeah. She gon' bust it down like she's supposed to. Oh, nah, nah, nah. If you ain't got the bag for her, she don't really want you. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh nah, nah, nah.
Oh, it's a freak, freak-a-lick, freak-a-lick. Better freak, better break somebody by me. They don't bleed, go with me. Now go to sleep. Don't fuck with me.
No, not with
two O's. Then it's you. Nigga, I'm too motherfucking modest to be bragging by myself. $9 a minute should be shame on myself. Bad back, bandit. Still taking chances. Fucking with the dance. Strip club challenge. Stay acting the ass. Like ain't got no manners.
Okay.
A bitch that thinks she cute, cause she yellow. Okay. That's for now. Bullshit. Fuck that shit. Fuck that bitch. Now, I'ma fuck a best friend.
Bust it down like she's supposed to. Oh, nah, nah, nah. If you ain't got the bag for her, she don't really want you. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, oh yeah. Bust it down, bust it down, bust it down, bust it down. Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Hot 92.3 playing the best old school jams. Hot 92.3, where old school lives, lives, lives. Hot 92.3.com.
ever want to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join the waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
I'm George Dacle, celebrating an African-American first. Canadian-born Grant Fur became the first African-American to play in the National Hockey League as a part of the Edmonton Oilers in 1981. In 2003, he was inducted into the National Hockey Hall of Fame. I'm George Dacle, celebrating another African-American first.
Blackness. Keep on.
Hot 92.3.
looking for a low-cost burial program to protect your family from the burden of trying to come up with money to pay for funeral services? Well, look no further. Go to familyburialplan.com or call 1-800-662-1952. Familyburialplan.com has affordable burial programs for as low as $10.71 a month per person. Get your family protected today by calling 1-800-662-1952. That's 1-800-662-1952. Or go to familyburialplan.com. We're here for you in your time of need. Get your family protected today for a very low monthly fee. Family Burial Plan covers up to 7 people on one plan. Go to familyburialplan.com. Or call 1-800-662-1952 to get your family burial coverage.
What's up, good people? This your boy Sean, host of Red Cup Conversations. Join me each and every Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. For right now, keep it locked, y'all.
Hot 92.3, playing the best old school jams. Where old school lives.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day something I can't explain. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and take a second to give to me that magic you make.
Want to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join the waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
Hot92.3.com.
I said, is it good to you?
Me this morning, started me on my way. Put food on the table. I wanna thank you for another day. Kept away my enemies, time and time again. And even though I didn't deserve it, it's been bad through thick and thin.
Can I get a witness? They will agree with me. That if it wasn't for the cause, you don't know where you would be. And if you thought you didn't make it, from day to day. Can I get a witness? Somebody help me say, the Lord had a
truth. wanna be with you. I might have had a few drinks, got up the courage to say you're the one. Promise I'm done playing cool. Only wanna be with you. Calling, 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 telling you I'm all in, all in, all in. Mess around and fall in, fall in love with me. La 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 la. Be with you. La 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 la. About it all day. So sweet, I can't stay away from your love. There's nothing I'd rather do. Only wanna be with you. Every day I'm calling, 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 telling you I'm all in, all in, all in. Mess around and fall in. Fall in love with me. Every day I'm calling, 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 telling you I'm all in, all in, all in. Mess around and fall in, fall in love.
What's going on, people? We're here on your number one station for Dog Contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour, and we are in the building. I got my main man, Tim.
What up, what up, what up?
T.O. Speaks is in the building. Miss Sheila's right here with me. We rocking. We doing our thing. Ready. Listen, and we're going to start the show off right. We're a little late, but we're going to get going with y'all. It goes a little something like this. Father God, I pray that you bless every listener tuning in. Yes. I pray that this show helps jumpstart their week, that this week brings good news, overflow, peace in their home, joy in their spirit, and love in their heart. Thank you. I thank you in advance because it's already done in your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. 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 Yes. And then we got to do real quick our affirmations. Y'all can just repeat after me. This is something we're going to do now because we want to start your week off right. I know Super Bowl Sunday, we ain't going to keep y'all all day, but we got to do it like this. Say this with me. Great things are meant to happen to me.
Great things are meant to happen to me.
My life is amazing.
My life is amazing.
I can achieve any goal I set.
I can achieve any goal I set.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
The grace to be wealthy is on my life.
The grace to be healthy is on my life.
The grace to be healthy is on my life.
This is going to be the best week ever.
This is going to be the best week ever.
That's it.
Yes. I like that.
Brother Tim.
What's going on?
Man, I appreciate you, brother, for being here with us. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you being here. So we're doing this series on men and mentorship, right? And I want to bring you in, brother, because I wanted just your insight on that, the importance of that, what you've experienced in your life, you know, what men were in your life and kind of how that influenced you. Yeah, yeah. And then kind of put you to where you are now, right? Because I know my father was always there, but he wasn't in the home.
Right.
Right. So he's always been there. I got him. I have to reward that because some people say, oh, my father was there. Yes. He just wasn't in the home.
Makes
right?
a difference. But
so, yeah. So he was always there, and I got to make sure I give him his kudos for that as well.
Yes. Right.
You know, and we have a good relationship to this day. And I lived with my grandfather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and then when I was writing my book, I realized even though my father didn't live in the home, right, and I had so many men that were around me that were always speaking into my life and mentoring from my uncles to stepfathers and stuff like that, and they all combined from leaders of the drill team,
right?
You know, guys that I worked with that was like big brothers. They all fed into me, right? And it kind of made me who I am, right? Yeah. So and I sit back and I think, and I'm like, okay, I remember such and such doing this or such and such telling me that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One matter of fact, when I was in a funny story, I think I was probably 8 or 9, right? And shout out to Mr. Mo. Mr. Mo, if you're listening, man, I love that dude, man. So I was about 8 or 9 years, and I still remember that. I'm 36 now, man. I was at the daycare, Tiny Tot Daycare, after school program, and he pulled me to the side, and he was like, hang on, I got something for you. I was wondering what he was handing me. He handed me a little, what are they called? Toiletry kit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Gave me some deodorant. He was like, hey, your arms ain't quite right. You know what I'm saying?
That's my type of brother.
Yeah. And, but he pulled me to the side, right? And it's one of the things, like, that's real life. Right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and then, like, there was no man in the house. I was with my mom at that point.
Yeah.
And, like, you moving, you're doing your thing. He like, nah, I ain't going to let this little brother just be stinking like that. Let me go ahead and pull him to the side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give him what he need to get right. So, stuff like that, I appreciate. And to this day, I remember that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And because of Mr. Mo, from this day forward, you know, all my cologne costs about $300 a squirt. You know, got the expensive stuff.
Oh, so what did I get you?
That's the good stuff, too. That's the good stuff, too.
Glow.
Woo! And before we get started, Mom.
Wait. Hey.
Miss Sheila, we're going to show you this later, but Miss Sheila's in here with this jersey on. And it ain't the right colors, but you know what? We love her. I ain't going to say no more. Oh, that's how we play the game.
He's staying with the birds, family.
He's staying with the birds, huh?
Okay.
Oh, caw-caw.
So high. Flying.
She's staying with the birds. So, Brother Tim, man, who you got in the Super Bowl today, man?
Man, you know, really, honestly, I like both of them. I think it's going to be a good game. But, honestly, I got to go with Philly.
You going with Philly, too?
I like her. I do. I like Jalen Hurts. I do.
Got you.
I'm a Hurts fan. I'm a Hurts fan.
Y'all don't talk about him.
Got you.
Y'all don't talk about him. Yeah.
If Jordan trying to talk about me, about green, why his brother got a whole green sweater on?
Listen, I'm going to post a picture because today I sung at Breathe Worship, and we had to wear green.
I saw that.
We had to wear green today.
Okay.
That's why I got my green on. But listen, KC is close to home. So
right,
we're not blessed to have a professional team where I'm from. So I got to go with the hometown heat.
But I got to go
with
KC. I got a lot of talent. People
yeah.
from where
my home.
Oh yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just noticing then.
Oh yeah, yeah. And a lot of the cats, they go to college and they get out of there and they go to different teams and stuff like that. But
I will say it's going to be a good game, though.
Yeah,
I'm so happy to see two black quarterbacks playing in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So that's going to be good. We're going to have a good show today. We're going to get up out of here. We're going to go enjoy the Super Bowl. So let's kind of dive into some stuff right now, and let me give you guys a little quote real quick, and one of the things that I want to tell y'all today is there's 10 things, right?
10.
That money can't buy. You ready for this? 10 things, write them down if you need to, that money can't buy. Number one is manners. Money can't buy manners. Money can't buy morals. Money can't buy respect. Money can't buy character. Money can't buy common sense. Money can't buy trust. Money can't buy patience. Can't buy class, integrity, and most of all, can't buy love. Now, no matter how much you try.
I agree with 8 of those.
Okay, which one you feel like?
Disagree.
So which one you disagree
only
with?
Only two that I feel money can buy.
Uh-huh.
Well, can't buy is, what was number 5?
Number 5 is common sense.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I can't see money buy common sense because that's how you are.
Yeah.
Next to the last
one was integrity.
Yeah. Money can't buy integrity.
Yeah.
Money can't buy integrity either.
Because you are what you are.
You are what you are.
It's in you.
That's it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Actually, money might highlight the things that's wrong with you even more, to be honest with you. Yeah, honestly,
there
you
go.
It brings them out.
It brings it out.
It brings it out of you for sure. So, okay, first of all, let's go ahead and talk about, Brother Tim, tell the people what you do for a living. Shout out to Miss Yammy for letting me borrow your husband. I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
You going with them Eagles. Hey, I miss you, girl.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, give us a little bit of your background, and then we can kind of go from there.
Well, I'm a law enforcement officer. I've been in law enforcement now for almost 20 years. Started corrections. From corrections, I went to policing.
Okay.
Did a lot of the police. So now I'm a criminal investigator for the Gwinnett County Solicitor's Office.
Got you.
So my background is law enforcement. Been doing it for a while. Also, I'm a minister.
Yes.
Minister.
We still call him Pastor Tim. I'm being informal on the radio right now, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm a minister, and I've also, you know, mentored kids, coaching, and just different aspects of their life, try to walk through them. So, you know, I try to do it all. I try to do everything to serve people. That's what I do.
That's so good, man.
Okay, I see you, Lord.
Yeah.
He said that P word again, policeman. I'm on my bed behavior again. He said that P.
Well, Cappy said you get that dope out your pocket before you come in. Oh, Cappy.
Ask that policeman. They can get you.
The two P's.
They're physically.
I ain't pushing no P today. I ain't pushing no P today.
And so with that being said, one of the things I want to ask you about, how was it when you were out there, actually, what was called, like, in the field?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was that as a black man?
You know, honestly, policing as a black man, it's hard. It's hard because you gotta deal with two different types of attitudes, two different types of the way you approach people. Honestly, like, just take it from being in the field that's predominantly white. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Most of the time, the other officers don't see you as a black man, so they make these crazy comments sometimes. They see you as a police officer. Mm-hmm. So they think that you're supposed to line up with exactly with their ideology, right? The way they think of criminology and stuff like that. When you don't see black people the same way that they might see them as criminals. We see them as, like, this person just made a mistake. So you would deal with that.
Yeah.
But then, oftentimes, like, say when I would have to arrest a black person, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you'll see this black person commit a crime against other black people.
Yeah.
But then they'll call you names like Uncle Tom. You're like, no, it's not that. You know, you just committed a crime. I have a job to do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But see,
that's your manhood. Right. In your face.
Exactly. Like, nah, you just went into a black neighborhood and committed a crime against other black people. You understand what I'm saying?
You don't understand.
Right. So I have a job to do. So it's dealing with that and trying to navigate those two different mindsets, you know.
Got you. Yeah,
because you got to stay, like, focused on who you are and what you're doing.
Right.
While you on the clock these hours. But in reality, you could be that person off the clock. Because that's who you are 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
You're fair.
Yeah.
Right. That's it. Yeah. Saying. It has nothing to do, with me. It had nothing to do with black and white. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're absolutely right. It was crime. I was just.
That's it.
Resting crime. You committed a crime. I have a job to do. That's it. You know, it had nothing to do with the color of your skin.
Man, and you know what? I had, I have a cousin. Shout out to DJ, man. My cousin, he is in, Phoenix, and we were talking, and I forgot there was one of the serious issues that happened where there was someone that got killed. I don't remember which one it was back then because it was a couple years ago. It might have been George Floyd at the time, but when we were talking, and he was telling me, like, down there, he was like, man, for one, you are taught to shoot to kill, right? There ain't no just wound you type of thing, right? That's what he was telling me. But even in that, I was like, so as a black man, do you have, like, a moment where you can even have compassion in those situations? He said a lot of times you can't, because the thing about it is, you're there to protect and serve, but not only that, he was saying it was more than 50% of the time, and I want to say it was like 70% of the time, he said when they had stops, they would have guns on them. And he said sometimes they would actually pull guns out on the police. And I'm like, that, to me, that sounds crazy, right? Because it's like, as a black man, you already, like, fearful when you get, you know, you got a certain feeling, you know, from even being stopped. But the fact is, like, these folks really be pulling guns out on the cops and stuff like that too.
A traffic stop seems so small, but it's one of the most dangerous things a police officer can do, because you don't know what's on the other side of their car. You're right.
Wow.
You don't. So
that's right. And what's going on?
But it doesn't make an excuse, though, for police to go out there and kill people either now. I don't, since killing, right? Just because you're scared, you understand the job that you got into.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? So I also don't like giving police officers this so many excuses for the wrong that's going on within the police force. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And there is a lot of wrong.
Yeah. And I think with that, even like I said, I commend you all for even being able to be an officer, because it takes a certain level of wit and instinct, you know what I'm saying, to know. You know what I'm saying? Okay, this is the time to do this. This is the time to have to do it. And that's a lot, man. It's a lot to even have to multitask to that. And just for the families of the officers, too, to, like, to send your loved one out, you know, to be okay with that. Because you don't even know what kind of call you're going to get in them cases.
But I got a good question, and I think it's a good question. How much do you think this have to do with financial situation of that being a cop, because they don't pay you enough? I feel certain people should get rewarded more than other people, like police officers. You really putting yourself on the line.
I know that plays
and a, then yeah that yeah. money part. They're paying me enough to do this.
Yeah, that plays a major role, even with the type of quality of person that you hire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you got a veteran officer, you're not willing to pay them, then he said, you know what, I'm quitting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to another agency that's paying more. And most of the time, those agencies are found in richer white neighborhoods because they're willing to pay taxes in order to pay the police officer, right?
Gotcha.
So guess who suffers in that? It's the minority neighborhood.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep. That's what I was getting at.
Right. So now you become over-policed in those neighborhoods. You're over-policed, but crime is not going down.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? How can you over-police a neighborhood, but still crime is at a higher rate? Because oftentimes we're not sent to police. Mm-hmm. We're sent to just have a presence and just to combat what you think is crime. You see what I'm saying?
That's the thing.
So you're losing good officers because you don't want to pay. Now you got somebody who's 21 years old that's willing to take $30,000 a year.
Might be halfway scared.
Might be halfway scared.
Time out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now you have, that's where the problem begins to lies in. So, you know, citizens want good police, but they're not willing to pay taxes or pay an increase in taxes in order to pay these police. You know, that's the thing.
That's what I thought.
Everything goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
and that's a different perspective, man. Like I said, if the people don't know, then they, you know what I'm saying? You just think, oh, these police, but you don't even know the back.
Right.
You don't know the backstory of what's going on, you know, in those particular instances, man. So, okay, so speak a little bit about the mentorship.
Oh, man. Like, I believe mentorship is very important.
Yeah.
Like I believe it's very vital. I believe it's very vital to the success of a young one, of somebody. Mm-hmm. And not even only young people. Older people our age need mentors. I still need a mentor today. Yep. You know what
100%.
I mean? So, I mean, mentorship is very important. But also, people have to want to be a mentor.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Oftentimes, I have noticed now that it becomes like cool or sexy to be a mentor, but we failing the kids that you're mentoring.
See,
right,
that's crazy.
You know, if you know you don't have the time to do it and be there for that kid, don't do it.
Don't,
you're gonna
do
hurt them.
Yep.
You'll just be one more person that's walking out on them.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
And they don't need that,
and they don't need
that's the
that
last
so,
thing they need.
But mentorship is very, I think more people need to get into, start being mentors, but they also gotta want
gotta
to be the mentor.
Understand that. That's just like being asking somebody to be a godparent.
Right.
They really have to understand their role.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And know what you're supposed to do for that individual.
Yeah.
That's right.
You professing that you love and care for. Because that's basically what you're doing, and willing to step in when mom and dad aren't there.
Yeah.
If that be the case.
Yep.
Yeah, because you definitely don't want no godparent that has parties without you.
Right.
Wait a minute. Wonder who he referring to. It ain't this gospel gangster over here. Because I'm flying high.
Right. I'm going to stick with my chief. Now, chief, y'all better show out today.
Right.
You better show out. Don't make me look bad now.
Don't make me call you when the Philly win. And them Eagles.
My phone going to be on Do Not Disturb. You know, the little purple icon.
That's, I bet y'all show up to the radio station tomorrow with bells on.
Oh man, that's so good. Let me see what we're gonna do now. I want to make sure. Okay, so we got some time. Let's see here.
While you're figuring out, I got a question for
you.
Go
ahead. Yes.
Is it any age, particular age group that you mentor to?
I've mentored all kinds. I'm from 6-7 years old to teenagers to middle school. I'm going to tell you, my favorite age group is middle school kids. A lot of people don't like to deal with middle school kids because they're trying to figure out who they are.
Yeah.
But I just love that because they're so bright and they're so full of like possibility.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? They're not being like at a young age of elementary school kids. Somebody's telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
High school kids, they pretty much either want to figure out what to do, or they know what they want to do, or they pretty much developing who they're going to become.
Yeah.
It's that middle school kid that's just stuck in between, and I think those are the vital ages that
we
need to step in and really begin to mentor and guide.
That's
right then.
Okay.
That's good. Yep, I definitely agree with that. So, yeah, I feel like, you know, mentorship is something that's needed for everybody. I feel like mentorship is needed if you have a parent, right? If you're the parent, the father or the mother, whoever's apps is there, you still need a certain level of mentorship, because I believe that the mentorship helps you kind of get directed of somebody outside of the home that has certain expectations for you, right? It takes it to a different level where you're not always just focusing on what they want for you in that particular moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that's a big thing. So, okay, we're going to be right back here on your number one station for Darker Tip R&B, Hot 92.3. This is Inspirational Love Hour. We got my brother Tim in the building. Let's go. Whoop.
Yeah, y'all metro, no, trust you, I'm gonna shoot you. Ooh. Hammer time, they can't touch me, hammer time. Hammer time, they can't touch me, hammer time. Bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't touch me, hammer time. Hammer time, they can't touch me, hammer time. Bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, bedtime, we gon' steal the scene. Family got a feast. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, bedtime, we gon' steal the scene. Bedtime,
now tell me who you fooling. How you coolin', flexin' with the jeweler. What you doin'? You don't measure up, I met the ruler. Closet full of chains, boy, you never been a shooter. I don't need a chain, just to prove it. Boy, I'm movin' where you movin'. Out your mama house, off your mama couch. If we livin' what we talk about, you don't talk a lot. Lambo, rented Lambo, you can say that. I took my money, built the studio, and took the range back. H-Town to Atlanta, country mama, MC Hammer. Boy, we too legit to quit, I die. Working, boy, I stay on my job. You know, got my standard, he the answer. I ain't perfect, I'm just purchased out here working with the hammer line.
Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, hammer time, they can't touch me. Hammer time, bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime.
Cluster Radio Media, your number one digital radio company, is giving you an opportunity to advertise your business on one or more of our 9 radio stations that reach millions of listeners. Cluster Radio Media is offering advertising packages for as low as $250 per month. Call 770-703-7647, 770-703-7647, and let Cluster Radio Media help grow your business for as low as $250 per month. 770-703-7647. Call now.
BGA one time, let's go.
So what you gonna do? Can't keep it to myself, gotta trust somebody. How you made me that free, can't be thinking of this life, baby.
But I'ma tell my story.
But I got a testimony. Step in.
Big, what he do? I'm here, delivering.
Kept your promise and you saved.
Gotta tell somebody. He did what? He gave me victory. Get up off me. Let's tell the story. He took my situation. He turned it all around. And now I'm so much better. God did it. When I thought it was over, he came through.
Here's another.
Another commercial-free hour.
Another commercial-free hour.
On the all-new Hot92.3.com. Hot92.3.com.
It's all about the old school.
Playing the best variety of old school. All your favorite old school. Right here.
Right now.
Y'all ready? Curtis? DJ?
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see you clap. Come on. Let's have some fun. Horn. Y'all ain't clapping over here. Come on. Yes, sir. Come on. Let's take it home. I'll never lose.
WNN, Urban Network News, national news and information point about people of color. I'm Alexander Caden. The College of Law at St. Thomas University in Miami, Florida, will become the Benjamin L. Crump College of Law. This will be the first law school in the country named after a practicing black attorney. The only other law school in the country named for a black person is named after Attorney Crump's personal hero, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. In the wake of the murder of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police, some civil rights leaders, politicians, and activist groups are hoping Congress passes the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which is a federal bill aimed at reforming U.S. police departments by cracking down on controversial tactics like no-knock warrants and making it easier to prosecute officers accused of violence. The top commander for defending the United States says that the Pentagon did not shoot down the Chinese balloon as it approached Alaska and U.S.-Canada airspace in late January because they say it didn't pose a military threat to the United States or Canada. But, and of course you know there's a but with this, Pentagon officials said the balloon was built to spy on sensitive military sites. So wouldn't that make it a military threat? Lawyers who represented Kanye West finally found him after months of trying and handed him a judge's order explaining that they quit. Black landmarks tell a significant story in Miami, but for how much longer is not known. While many sites have been repaired, such as the Lyric Theater in Overtown and the Hampton House in Brownsville, others are in danger of disappearing due to lack of funds, restoration complexities, and a demand by developers to buy the land and build a store or other profitable structure. You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News. Visit our website at myunn.net.
You ain't got stuff to talk. We can keep on talking.
Well,
live on the radio.
I was talking about y'all. You can't be everything to everybody all the time.
That's true.
Taking a moment is taking time out is being a friend to yourself. That's right. You will never be good to anyone else. That's true. Ooh, y'all, I done kicked the word for the day.
I know. That's it.
Drop the mic.
That's it. Did.
If you don't take time for yourself, you can't be good to nobody
else. Serious. That's it in a nutshell. Yeah.
That's true. That's good. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, let me give y'all this scripture right here. It says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing.
What?
I am nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:2. So you got to show love. You got to show love. You got to give love. Now, I do have to have a couple announcements we got to make real quick. So this Saturday, matter of fact, first of all, this Friday night is Wine and Winning Conversations. Make sure you're in the place 6 to 9 p.m. We have Wine and Winning Conversations, calling all business people. Come out. Talk about your business live on our sister station, ATL Talks. It goes down this Friday, 1895 Phoenix Boulevard at Cluster Live Studios. This Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. is going to be Wine and Winning Conversations. Then the next day, meet us there. Don't meet us there at Josephine's Lounge at 3277 Buford Highway, Brookhaven, Georgia. It's Saturday the 18th. We're going to be there from 9 to 11. They have an open bar. They got free food. It's going down. It's going to be the Pixler Bag pre-launch, right? Relaunch. Uh-huh, so relaunch. They got a new bag coming out. I got one of the bags here in studio. And it's going down. These bags is
that
basically
bag is dope.
It's a billboard. It's a walk-in billboard. Mm-hmm. It has a mobile app connected to it. You can put any graphic you want to put on there.
What a way to advertise.
They last about 10 hours. You know what I'm saying? They got a charger port on the inside where you can charge your phone, your computer, all the things. I'm saying it's the bag of the future. The Pixler bag is going to have a launch Saturday 18th, and we're happy. Oh, us and our sister station, Hip Hop 95, will be there in the building. We're doing a live remote there. Shout out to my boys that's going to be there. We're going to do some stuff. We got right now, matter of fact, you guys can go on the website right now. The website is thepixlerbag.com. Thepixlerbag.com. You go on the website, and you can get the bag for dirt cheap prices, 35-40% off right now. You can get a bag for $195, same $300 bag you can get for $195 right now. Advertise your business, broadcast your business every day. You know, we're all about building business, building the people up. So make sure you're in the building next Friday here, 1895, and then Phoenix Boulevard, and then Saturday, meet us at Josephine's Lounge. That address is 3277 Buford Highway, Brookhaven, Georgia, 30329. That's 3277 Buford Highway, Brookhaven, Georgia, 30329. ThePixlerBag.com. That's THEPIXLERBAG.com. That's THEPIXLERBAG.com. com. Okay, now we done paid them bills. We can get back to the conversation.
Ooh, yeah, I'm about all right. To start singing, don't rate me for so lucky dope. Boy, you did all that.
Now we can get back to it. So, okay, Brother Tim, okay, give me, is there a scripture that you live by? Is there something that just comes in your mind, something that's just like your go-to?
It is.
A couple of them, whatever you got.
One that I go to all the time, like it reminds me of who I'm trying to walk into is Jeremiah, I think it's 29:11.
Okay.
For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans to not harm you, plans for your future. And the reason why I think it even goes with this conversation, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, even I deal with, you know, a lot of people deal with, and I personally deal with what you call sometimes imposter syndrome.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Thinking that you
me
belong.
Too.
You know what I mean, man?
Yep.
You know?
Yep, 100%.
So I have to go back to that. I pull back on that scripture just to remind myself that, God, you already have a plan for me. And
that's right.
I believe that. Because I think God and Jesus probably is the greatest mentor, right?
That's so right. Oh,
that,
for sure.
That's one of the scriptures that I always pull on, just like, you know, he already know what my future is going to be. So just walk into it. And what I'm feeling is not a feeling of that I don't belong. It's the enemy trying to strip me away from my
that's
destiny.
It.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
so
it. That's
I have
it.
To remind myself of that. But that's one of my favorite scriptures. That's actually my favorite scripture.
That's good. That's it, good. Yeah, so. And if the enemy can get you in the mind, he can get you in your walk.
That's it.
That's what I call the arena. I don't even say the word mine.
Right.
Just don't let him get in your arena. Try to throw him off sometimes.
Yep. That's so good. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and because all things work together for our good, right? And he really has a plan for us. And but we have to walk in.
You have to walk in,
right? Mm-hmm. And that's the good thing about God. He's not a he's not gonna force you,
right?
Right.
He's a gentleman.
Gentleman. Give you free will. Give you free will. Mm-hmm. So that's so good, man. And just back to like mentorship and stuff like that. So we see a lot of stuff going on right now with the youth, especially and young men and women, right? And social media stuff they watch and what's going on and stuff like that. And there's a lot of things that I definitely know that I would say to a lot of the youth and stuff like that. But what would be some advice that you have just as the world is right now to a young man, specifically, well, it can be young people overall, right? But of somebody who's going through like they're living in the right now. Like they're not old enough where they're married. They still ain't figured life out yet. They just see social media. They see like that. So just say somebody in their late teens, early 20s, what advice would you have for them as far as like about worrying about their future type of thing?
Let me start like this. Like, you know, you have family, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to get influenced by your family, your upbringing, right? Mm-hmm. Your father, mm-hmm. what you see in your household. And the thing is, no matter what your parents say or brothers or whoever's close to you, mm-hmm. it's always going to be a bigger influence. That's culture.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? What you see outside, your friends and stuff, right?
Yes.
So now they have a whole nother level of social media. So we're seeing all this stuff on social media now. So what I think now is starting to bring in so much confusion where these kids and even adults are starting to question themselves more and more based off of what they see. You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if there's any advice I can give, like, don't get caught up in what we see on TV or mm-hmm. the culture. What you see outside is not what's going to sustain.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It's not going to sustain. What you see outside is not what's going to lead you to where you need to actually go in life. It's not going to unpack the treasure that's inside of you, right?
Yeah.
So you have to find somebody. You have to be vulnerable enough to find somebody that you see doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And go ask them to help me.
That's so good.
You have to go ask them to help.
So
say, I want to get to this level. Can you help me?
Yep.
Because it's always somebody out there that's a snapshot of who you want to be.
Yes.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
you have to go to that person that you see doing what you do, and mm-hmm. they're doing it well, and just ask them. And most people, I know I am, are looking for somebody that we can pour into.
That's right.
You want to pour into people because that's the only way we're going to keep it going. We gotta eat, what they say, each one, teach one.
Each one, reach one, teach one.
Exactly. Yep. So we have to do that. But the advice that I would give, don't be shy to go ask for help. Go ask, like, look, this is what I want to do. Like you say, you had a young man that's talking about DJing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is what I want to do. And I want to become a great person, even better than you. Can you help me?
That's right.
And just go ask for their help and get up under people. And then if you don't want to ask for their help, start taking notes.
Yes.
Like, you know, sometimes sit quiet and be like, I see what DJ Shay doing. I'm gonna copy everything.
Yeah.
Thing. Just start taking notes. Become a student of what it is that you want to do by looking at somebody else. Like,
that's
so
good.
See, so that's the key word you said a while back, a few sentences back. That kid might be shy, too shy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how to approach a person. That person might not make them feel approachable.
Right.
You know, so how would you reach that child? I would think that if the mother know this child is supposed to want to do something like what you're doing, and maybe that child can talk to mom about it or dad.
Yeah.
And then once they, that parent go to you and open up that door, maybe with that child right there, then I feel that you as the mentor or the mentee, who are you? The mentor.
Yeah.
And then once the parent done told you this, then I think it'll be even better once you approach the child and let the child know you're approachable.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then give that child some type of responsibility. Now, you need to let me know when you're ready.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're ready to do this. Mm-hmm. I think more kids feel more lax.
Right. And I think, because even the young man today, is like, he walked to me, he's like, yo, I want to do this.
He knows what he want to do.
And from, and what I've realized, even from the people like, and PG, our pastor says all the time, and he's like, you got to just ask, mm-hmm. right? You can't be afraid. He says, like his mother says, you can't be afraid to ask for anything.
Right.
And if you really need the help, you really want to do something, you got to ask somebody, because that brought me joy. Like, of course I show you how to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It made me feel good that you're interested in it.
Right.
You know?
Yep, yep.
So I think just as a whole, we need to start adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
Opening their mouth and asking.
We got to, yeah.
And asking, because you never know who's there and they will actually help you and they'll show you how to do something, you know what I'm saying, that can kind of change your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's like two or three, and I know you're going to say there's a lot on my plate already, but I'm about to start taking a class on just personal branding. It's a year-long class. I got to take it every Wednesday. Because
I can't even get no help with his iPhone.
There's a guy by the name of Anthony O'Neill that I follow, you know, and I follow him. He's like a mentor that don't know he's my mentor, one of the things, because I watch how he does, and I think Anthony's like 38. But I've watched him over the years, and I've seen what he's been able to do with his platforms, mostly his YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing he's about is creating generational wealth for our people, right? He came from underneath Dave Ramsey, and he talks about no debt all the time and just how to pay for stuff cash. So his specialty, what he does that I love, is if you don't know what you want to do, he brings so many different people from different walks of life on his show, and they talk about what they did and how they got to the money that they're making, and you know what they did and how they broke through the barriers. And one of the biggest things he's talking about now is tech, right? And how there's classes you can take on it as low as maybe $500-$600, and you can get certified to get a job that's going to start you $80,000-$90,000 a year once you get through the job, you know. So stuff like that, that if you don't ask the questions, if you don't tune in, if you don't watch certain stuff, you'll never, I mean, if you don't have a mentor right now, hop on YouTube and find your mentor.
Right.
Google whatever you want to actually do in life or whatever the topic is. Until you actually get a mentor, you can get somebody in person and just learn from the people that you watch online. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a big thing, because, and not these, let's be clear, not these get rich quick scheme, you know, they're trying to teach you to do something that's not quite legal. Only what you do for Christ will last. You don't want to do nothing that's going to be shaky, because it ain't going to be on an unfirm foundation.
That's correct.
And what happens, it'll work for a couple of years, but that's not going to bring no generational wealth.
Yep.
That ain't going to bring no generational wealth.
Good stuff.
So I think that's one of the things for me myself, the advice to them is like, you know, don't always believe what you see.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Because these people are showing these cars, they're showing these houses rented, cars ain't there. They done got off the Toro for the night. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They done rent the house off of Airbnb and then had all the camera crew in it.
Yep.
They had about a budget of $1,500. Like, listen, we're going to make this thing like we millionaires.
Costume jewelry on.
Oh, man, costume money.
Yeah, costume.
They get that cinema money.
Yeah.
With the wraps on it and everything. Yep. Mm-hmm. Look it up on Amazon. Don't try to spend it, but look it up. You'll see.
So what you're saying is everything glitter ain't gold.
Optical illusion.
And then what they do too, on them, they give these unrealistic ideas on how you're supposed to reach your goal, right? And then these people believe it, and then they're like, it's not attainable.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And then they just stop doing it.
And they feel bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's how a lot of people shut down.
Yep.
And then, like you said, also about not just youth, adults as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late
to
try to get a mentor.
No.
Yeah.
You need that. You need somebody. You want to run with the eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I say that today? Oh, yeah. You want to run with the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles people.
And I will also say, don't be surprised if your mentor comes in the form of somebody who's younger than you.
That's possible. Yes.
Come on.
You know
for
what sure. I mean? Yeah.
Why
somebody
you
who's younger
something?
Than you. Yeah. I mean, just because they're young, they could be 20 years younger than you. They still might have a plan on how to get to where you want to go.
That's right.
You know?
But look, I'm not even afraid to share this information right here. I'm going to throw a nugget out there, because ever since Corona, you know how this world has been. It's become more evil than what it's been.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing, you know, revelations, seeing these things that's supposed to come to pass now. So even with that, we all can use some counseling.
Oh, and
I got one. Yeah. And so, and just talking to this younger girl. Here I am. I'm 57. Mm-hmm. And this chick is like 30. I think she's 36. Mm-hmm. And man, who's paying who? Is what right. I be asking, because the thing she gives me, it makes me look at it in a different perspective, right. as opposed to my children and their ages. And okay, maybe I didn't think of it that right. way. Mm-hmm. And hearing it come from someone else, it makes it even better. Right. So, and when I tell her things about like adults, as a mother, as a parent, that stuff, she be like, oh, okay. And I'm thinking, well, who paying who? I be sitting back taking notes. Right. Same way she be grading me, right. I be grading her.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just saying, it's no age limit, but that's a good age, what you say, to start with impressionable minds, the middle school area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Start talking to these people more about what you want to do in life. Have you thought about it? Yep. I think the teachers can influence that more in school. It'll be a better thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In a better place.
Yes.
I think we need to teach on stuff that's realistic. You know, talk about the checkbook. Don't nobody talk about no checkbook no more. Why? Because they done advanced.
Yep.
Everything debit card.
Yep.
But it's best to pay it all in cash if you can pay for something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let people know this stuff, man. Mentorship is a must.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, each one reach one, teach one, man. Yeah. That's what I say. And I think it begins with the males. We got a lot of positive female influencers and things like that as such. But I'm just saying, it's the male.
I think there's a lot of men, too. I think what the problem is, the disconnect is there's no one reaching out, because there's a lot of men that are willing to mentor.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of men who are making a lot of moves and stuff like that. And I think there's a disconnect from the ask. Mm-hmm. So so we're letting these young men go astray because their parents, they let them go too far, and then they want
to
say, really? Oh, my son. You know what I'm saying? And I this is something I always say, and it's just as real, right? We on the radio, and it's just as real. I feel like you need to catch these kids before they get into sex, before they get into drugs, before they get into alcohol.
Because
once they get to them three things, you can't really tell them nothing.
Right?
You know, the alcohol, they call it wine and spirits for a reason.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
And it's like, once they start tasting that and they get in that world, now they're grown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it would almost take something drastic to happen in their life for them to even refer back to you. And they need you and God.
At that point. Yep.
But I think that's a big part where you got to catch them before. Like, our biggest thing was, like, drill team, right? When we was younger, and it saddens me. Like, I see some of the kids, and they still do it, but it's not as big of a pull as it used to be. Like, we look forward to that all the time.
Right.
Like, I'm going to give them my boys, you know what I'm saying? Truthfully, we look at the girls, too. We're like, oh, the girls are going to be there. Yeah. But it was more of an innocent thing, because it's like, we just want to be around people. We at school all day, but we look forward to coming to these situations.
Yeah.
We had after-school programs that we really liked. It ain't just throwing the kids in the room. Giving them iPads or a cell phone,
right?
And they really ain't even interacting with each other for real, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think even the thing of just having a mentor for them to learn how to even articulate themselves, you know. And sometimes it's not the parents' fault, because the parent may not know how to articulate themselves to talk to the child or figure out what they really want.
Yeah,
they just taking care of them,
right?
Mm-hmm. And they feel like, as long as I take care of them, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got clothes on your back,
right?
Food in your stomach.
I'm providing. That's
I'm providing. That's it. I don't want to talk to you. Go to your room.
Like, what's that movie where Denzel Washington say, "Who told you I gotta like you?"
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Who told you?
What
that
movie this
was? What was that?
I remember that.
He said, "Who told you?"
With old girl too, the one
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis.
Oh, when the song went in the military.
Yeah, who told you I gotta like you?
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, did y'all get a chance to see You People yet?
Oh man, I love it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Oh, you gotta see it,
man. It's good.
That thing, man. I'm taking Kenya Burris, right?
Yeah.
Kenya Burris.
Uh-huh.
Yo,
he did Blackish. You know, Blackish.
Yep. And he did his own TV show too. Okay. The one that he was doing.
Yeah.
That cat. I was just talking to someone about that today. You know what I'm saying? And that cat is so innovative.
Yeah.
But it's almost it puts him in a world of his own, because he's not afraid,
man,
to push those boundaries.
That movie is so brilliant. It hit on comedy.
Yeah.
Issues with the religion.
Yep.
I'm talking about black and white issues.
You People.
Yep. Oh, it's brilliant.
It's on Netflix.
Man.
Okay. I've been hearing talk about it, but I didn't know what
it was. And that guy, Eddie Murphy's a nut. Something really wrong with him.
Something wrong with him.
Okay.
Something wrong with Eddie, man.
I gotta watch it.
And it was so many celebrities. I'm like, yo, they pulled a cast. For it to be a Netflix joint, I'm like, that's like Ghost. But it's a different time.
It is. Yeah.
It's a different time.
Yep.
You better look at Netflix as CBS Paramount.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you, Netflix ain't playing. They about to get about that paper, because I'm on my mama's account, And
Lord, I mean, he didn't say that.
I try to get on that thing, and they be like, too many users. Dang, I'm after. Well, no, but we all shared it. Like, I got Disney. They got that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no Disney sponsor, Netflix sponsor yet. So we don't talk about it.
Right, black people, hush.
All that.
All that.
I ain't say I got the Amazon stick now.
Can I borrow that Disney Plus?
But yeah, it's that movie is so good because it really does. But it's in a good story too.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Right.
It is.
It's a good storyline.
Right,
so if you haven't seen it,
yeah,
check out You People on Netflix. It's a good one.
Look, it ain't over 5 minutes long. Is it? Oh, no. My attention span ain't that long.
No, it ain't long. It gets straight to the point.
Yep.
Okay. Don't be having me sitting up there waiting for the ball to drop. Yeah.
Jonah Hill. Who is it? Jonah Hill and Laura London. They do such a good. It's a really put good.
Yeah. Okay. Well put together.
Well put together.
We'll come back and we'll ravine people. I'll give my perspective on the movie. Okay.
And what I like Kenya pulled what's my man from Marvel Comics that passed away? You know what I'm talking about? The guy that created Marvel. The white guy.
Marvel. Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, I can't think of his name.
So, but Kenya's doing the same type of thing where you see where he's in the airplane.
Oh, yeah,
airplane.
Yeah, he said that.
So he's in the airplane and just like he's just there, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how my man used to do. I was like, that's slick.
He'd always show himself up some kind of way.
Yep, always places himself in it. So I'm like, that's pretty slick. That's pretty slick. So, it's one you got to check out.
I done watched it twice. It's so good.
Did you?
Yeah,
I'm about to watch it again.
Okay.
I'm about to watch it again.
Okay, I'll catch it after the football game.
That's it. Shout out to Miss Christy. I know you're listening. Miss Christy is always on here listening to us. And she lets me know because she'll give me some highlights of the show. Like, oh, y'all did. I said, man.
Who is this don't want to come to me?
Huh?
Why y'all got to go to Jordan?
Listen, and
why y'all
now,
try to do
now,
me?
Now, yesterday we had Rapper Romance. Let's talk about Rapper Romance. Let's jump into that real quick. And it was a good event. It turned in from us doing like a speed date to we actually was talking about topics. Mm-hmm. Men versus women, what we deal with.
Oh.
It was talking about like how your past plays a part and stuff that you do in life. And so we're going to jump into a little bit of that because that kind of goes with love and theology and stuff
like
that when
love
we come back. So we'll be right back here on your number one station for Dark Contemporary R&B, Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love Hour. I got Miss Sheila and my man Tim Barnett in the building. We're having a great time. We'll be back after these messages. Let's go.
Nothing but old school plays here. You're listening to the new hot 92.3.com.
Come on, put your hands together. When storm clouds rise.
in your life. I know he'll be there. Yes, he will.
Want to know how to get a government contract? Well, look no more. Witcher Consulting is offering a government contracting masterclass set to launch November 1st. You'll learn the importance of small business startup and evaluation, small business wealth building and credit, public speaking, and government contract consulting. Contact Witcher Consulting today at 678-607-6070. That's 678-607-6070 to join a waiting list. Mention 92.3 to receive a 20% promotion code. Call today, Witcher Consulting at 678-607-6070.
Hot 92.3.
Jay Shade and Hot 92.3 got that fire.
Fix your credit, girl, get at it, get your bag up. Hit that gym and get back fine. Go get that degree, go, girl, focus on me. Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you. Love that, hey! Ooh, yeah, it's time to mix it up and get your glow, girl. I know that you gon' get it, you got so much. Don't let nobody tell you that it's over. I want you to know that, girl, you you got it, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you my little baby, I'm gon' make it known. Let that take, girl, what is he gon' do? Give back your honor, it's cool, I know you stay down. Girl, f*** that drama, if it ain't about the money bounce. You know you the, I don't even gotta say, hey. I know you gon' win, shorty. Fix your credit, girl, get at it, get your bag up. Hit that gym and get back fine. Go get that degree, go, girl, focus on me. Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you. Love that, hey. Oh, yeah, it's time to mix it up and get your glow, girl. I know that you gon' get it, you got so girl, what is he gon' do? Oh, yeah, it's time to mix it up and get your glow, girl. I know that you gon' get it, you got so much. Don't let nobody tell you that it's over. I want you to know that, girl, you got it.
Chronic Killer, that's the name, kills all chronic odors with the world's number one burning oil / air freshener. That's right, there's a burning oil that we developed that you can spray as well. No added chemicals, no added colors. That's right, give us a call today at 404-286-6700. Or come on by Heavenly Body Products at 2571 Park Central Boulevard in Decatur, Georgia. Get your supplies today. Start your own business. That's right, chronickiller.com. We keep the hood smelling good.
Hey, what's up, good people? This your boy Sean, host of Red Cup Conversations. Join me each and every Saturday and Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on your number one urban adult contemporary R&B station, Hot 92.3. For right now, keep it locked, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, we back here on your number one station for Dr. Tipper R&B, Hot 92.3. They here talking real crazy.
Yes.
Talking real greasy.
talking big at the gate.
This is the Inspirational Love Hour. PG, we love you, man. Shout out to Breathe ATL listening with us here on the Inspirational Love Hour. So, yeah, don't forget, y'all, this Saturday, February 18th, it's going to be at Josephine's Lounge, 9 to 11 p.m. We got the launch of the Pixler bag. That's, you can be, get your bag in advance on THPIXLERBAG.com. That's the PixlerBag.com. They got a super, super discount for you right now. You can get you one of these bags, LED screen, a walking billboard,
yes,
for $195 in advance. And that thing comes with the plugins where you can plug your phone in, your laptop, holds charge for about 10 hours. Leather, I'm telling you, ain't nothing like it on the market. Ain't nothing like it on the market. So we will be at Josephine's Lounge, 3277 Buford Highway, Brookhaven, Georgia, 30329. That's going to be this Saturday. We got an open bar and we got free food. 9 to 11 is going down. And don't forget, this Friday, Wine and Winning Conversation here, 1895 Phoenix Boulevard. Make sure you're in the building. Don't meet me there. Beat me here. 6 to 9 p.m. Come out with your business cards. Come out with your business ideas and come meet and hang out with other business-minded people, other entrepreneurs. Talk live on the sister station, ATL Talks. It's going down this Friday. We're gonna keep it moving, keep it going. And so we're going to talk a little about a little love, right? We're going to talk about love. It is Love Week,
yes,
coming up. Love Shout out to my week. Man Dre and E, because they held it down to church today. They had some roses for the ladies, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, man, they had that thing laid out. Dre came in with the red jacket on. Boy, they came in clean. E had his navy on. They had the roses. They gave every lady a rose. And they had candy for him. And,
what?
And, oh, yeah, they laid it out.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
They laid it out.
So I get a brain. So, godmother, nothing.
You supposed to come visit. We're gonna get her out there. We're gonna get her out there.
But I have to be to the radio station to open up things.
Oh, so speaking of love and family and how do you feel about family? Like how important is family to you?
Oh man, family is so important. First, I got to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Yammy.
That's
yes,
it.
Yeah,
yeah, I love you, baby. Mm-hmm. But yeah, family is very, very important. I mean, I think, you know, especially your immediate family, the family that you begin to create,
yeah,
you know, as you get older, like uh-huh. your wife, your kids. I think it's so important. You have to pour into them. You have to be that, you have to show them. If you don't show them that you're going to love and protect them, who else going to do it, right?
That's right.
The world's so right.
The world going to do it, right? So, you know, like even with your kids, you are your child's first love, especially
right.
for a girl.
There
you know
go.
What I mean? So, and you teach them how they want to be loved. Like mm-hmm. you show them how they need to be loved, right?
Yeah.
So yes. I think it's very important. I believe like even growing up, like with the mentorship, right? My family, like my dad only did what he could do. He only taught what he knew how to teach, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I had, even though he loved me, I had to go outside to learn how to become who I am today, you know. So it wasn't something that it was a misfortune on his behalf. He only could do what he could do, right?
Yeah.
So you know, me with me being able to see that's what I had to do. I try to give everything I can to my family now, so they don't have to go outside, right?
That's yes. good.
You know, so,
that's so good.
I try to be the first place where they're gonna learn that. My wife does a good job teaching my daughter, you know, everything. And we try to be a team together to teach her, so she can grow up and be a strong Black woman in this world, because things are gonna get worse, things are gonna get different. So we
yeah.
have to, you know, pretty much instill all these things in her right now, so she can go out in the world and not be taken advantage of. So,
so
family it starts in the family.
That's so good. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think just far as just like spending time with these babies, especially like I said, our girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want no knucklehead to be like, right. oh, you know, show her a little something and then, you know,
yeah,
lost her.
She
right,
right.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing about JJ, I always say is I'm like, man, some dude that she talked to ain't going to be the first person to take her out of the country.
Right, right.
You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Ain't going to be the first person to take her on a date. And right. then this year I missed it because I was so busy. But usually this week, just for the future, just
right.
so you know, a Chick-fil-A does a daddy-daughter dance thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man, it's nice. Like, they do a whole setup, you know, and last year she was in ballet.
I didn't
so
know that.
She went to ballet too, but yeah, they do a whole thing, and they do them in all the different counties.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Chick-fil-A?
Yep. It's on the event, right? They do a big thing, and it's usually that Saturday before or the Saturday after, so
mm-hmm.
you may have one coming up Saturday after. Where you guys are at. But yeah, yeah. It's usually pretty dope. But just spending those times with them girls and just letting them talk to you. I know now my daughter's at that age, she just talk to you.
As
soon as she get in the car.
Ooh, I wonder where she get
I used
it from
to be able to get on the phone and have a conversation, finish some business calls.
Look,
she get there, what she got to talk to you. She got to tell you about something at school and what such and such did and what journey did and what she
learned
did.
It from her father. My fault, by the tongue everlasting. Is it my turn to talk? People, all this testosterone, man. Yeah. But look, ladies, we are our sons. first love. We see them first. They bond with us when they slap them up against our bellies. But we are that for all of
them. Slap us up against the wall.
Wait, that came later, too much later when the baby was too much.
She's a little violent in here.
I lay hands on them suddenly. Okay.
Try Jesus, don't try me, huh?
Holla! Seriously, though, but we are. You know what our sons would attract to for the most of them. Mm-hmm. So I know my son, he wanted an independent young lady. He don't want the thot kind. And I can honestly say this about my son. He never was the type that was a player. Mm-hmm. And if you say, mommy, that's my girlfriend, that's his girlfriend till they are done.
That's good.
Uh-huh. So I'm proud of him for that. But I'm also looking forward to it because I don't look at Valentine's Day as chocolate anymore. Mm-hmm. Just the red that it is. And red best describes love. And love for me now is looking at Valentine's Day in a whole new light. I will be 16 years colon cancer free.
Oh, we celebrate that.
Always celebrate that. Yes.
That's good.
And
that's
I'm
good.
Thankful for that. So. Yeah,
that's so good.
I'm just happy already. It's that's just good. Like it's my birthday again.
Yeah.
Which it is.
So, real quick before we run out of time, Brother Tim, tell the people about you all's podcast. It's dope. You'll have to check it out. You have to check it out. Tell them about it. Where they can listen to it at and that type of stuff. Let the people know that.
Okay, yeah. So my wife and I, Yammy Yams, be saying we have a podcast called the Love and Theology Podcast. On this podcast, it has the word theology in it, but we talk about everything. Nothing's off limits, right?
Yeah.
So we talk about just, you know, allowing people to, you know, to speak their truth.
That's good.
And tell the truth without judgment, you know, cause we believe that everybody sees the world differently.
Yeah.
I believe that's how we begin to come together in this world is once we allow people to speak their truth, right?
Yes.
So, but you can catch us on YouTube at Love and Theology Podcast, also on all digital platforms, Apple Podcasts,
Spotify. Okay.
Yeah, so okay. Check us out. My wife is dope. She really the star of the show.
That's dope. And then what is the IG page? Is it the Love and Theology
Podcast? The Love and Theology Podcast.
The Love and Theology Podcast. Okay. And you got to check him out. T.O. Speaks.
T.O. Speaks. With a Z. With a Z. Yep.
That's it. T.O. Right. Speaks. So, yeah, man, it's just it's one of those things where I believe that God done put us together, you know what I'm saying? So we can build and we're going to work this thing out. And I really appreciate you, man, being on this thing with me, man.
Me too.
Chopping it up a little bit and having a good time, you know, doing what we do.
Thank you for having me. I'm so humbled by the opportunity. You know, cause I'm still growing, man. So these things just help me grow. These opportunities help me grow. So
we all are, man. We just celebrated 1 year on the radio. Second week of January.
That's good. That's big. Yeah.
Out of a closet again.
That's it.
We've been together for a whole year. On the tizzle.
A whole year we done worked
I've
it out.
Able to just climb.
Yeah.
Do what I do best.
That's it. So yeah, we got a lot of new things coming up for you guys. We got some more events coming up here at Cluster Live Studios. If you ever want to book with us, if you want to brand with us, if you want to advertise with us, feel free to reach out 404-384-2399. That's 404-384-2399. Or you can actually shoot us an email, theclusterradiomedia@gmail.com, clusterradiomedia with a K. gmail.com if you have any inquiries about advertising with us. And when you actually get onto the actual platforms and you look on the website, there's also a drop down for advertising if you want to advertise with us as well. Now, right after this show goes off, there is a podcast that happens. So this turns into a podcast right after this show. What you do is you go to hot923.com, hott923.com, go to the podcast tab, drop down, look for the Inspirational Love Hour, and me talking to my people will be on there. We're going to be on there live. So it's going to go down. So, once again, it's the Love and Theology.
Yeah, the Love and Theology podcast.
Okay, okay. Yep, so y'all got to check them out. They got, listen, it gets juicy on that thing.
Yeah, I got to hit his heart.
We got to have you on there pretty soon.
I'm with it.
We got to do it.
I'm with it, for real. You know, listen, just let me know. I'm definitely down with it.
He'll make time, I guess.
Yeah,
we'll make it happen. I'm still trying to get some of his time, too.
Yeah. This is our time. This is our bonding time. Listen, so also one last thing I got to tell you before this clock runs out, because the song's about to come on. So this Valentine's Day, my video drops. It's going to drop for Hello Black Women. This song is coming up next. Here on your number one stage for Darker Tipper and R&B, Woo-hoo! Hot 92.3. This is the Inspirational Love. Our next up is Red Cup Conversation, my man Sean. Let's go.
begin. Before you even say a word, you've already drawn me in. And lady, what a captivating smile. You know just how to light up a room, make me stay. Change the game. It's your hair, it's your eyes, and yes, those thighs. Others may try, but it's not the same. Yes, I said it. Hello, black woman. Hello, black queen. Hello, black woman.
Beautiful black women, thank you for all you do. And if nobody else has told you lately, I love you. Yeah.
This is UNN, Urban Network News, national news and information born about people of color. I'm Alexander Caden.
Lawyers who represented Kanye West finally found him after months of trying and handed him a judge's order explaining that they quit. West has several lawsuits pending against him, alleging millions of dollars in damages, and now he has to find new attorneys. In the wake of the murder of Tyre Nichols by Memphis police, some civil rights leaders, politicians, and activist groups are hoping Congress passes the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. which is a federal bill aimed at reforming U.S. police departments by cracking down on controversial tactics like no-knock warrants and making it easier to prosecute officers accused of violence. 200 people have been cleared of charges tied to former Sergeant Ronald Watts and his Chicago Police Department team. It's the largest series of exonerations in the city's history. For almost a decade, Watts and his team pried on innocent people at a public housing project where they extorted money and planted drugs and guns, knowing their victims, who were largely black and low-income residents, wouldn't be believed. Black landmarks tell a significant story in Miami, but for how much longer is not known. While many sites have been repaired, such as the Lyric Theater in Overtown and the Hampton House in Brownsville, others are in danger of disappearing due to lack of funds, restoration complexities, and a demand by developers to buy the land and build a store or other profitable structure.
You've been listening to UNN Urban Network News. Visit our website at myunn.net.
Bumper to bumper, like LA in traffic. I write the lyrics, she make the captions. Who gon' direct you with all them theatrics? But of course, traffic. I make the features and do all the casting. Who gon' direct me with all these theatrics?
But of course,
go ahead and roll one, ain't gotta pass it. I play the role, but this ain't no acting. This show is over, but we can't be canceled.
But of course,
won't you to make me feel special?
But of course,